just love to say,
we are living in a culture of honor at our church.
And it's highly likely, at least on some level, that's true. But after having spoken to quite a few people about what their idea of honor is, more often than not, it seems their practice of honor is more about having the admiration of others, rather than actually being someone of honor. Honor, as is mentioned in Genesis 34, verse 19, is the same word used for glory in many places. So, what's up with that? I always thought glory was glory, and well, to be transparent about it, I didn't have much of an idea of what honor was. Oh, sure, I'm surrounded by people who throw the word honor around left and right, but truthfully, upon further inquiry, I found they don't really have much context for what God means either. Although, to use that word in church surely does make us sound awfully spiritual, doesn't it? To my surprise, as I said, it is often the same word for glory, except there's a bit of a turn in how it's used to convey what we perceive as honor. I think it's also a necessary mention that three times in Proverbs, the Lord says humility is before honor. Humility first, then honor. How many people say they live in a culture of humility? Yeah, I'd guess not many. Listen, though, that's not honor in just everyone having value, but honor as something of the Lord which lives in us, which gives us our buffed to a high luster good looks. God's intent is that every son walk in kabod, which in this case we're speaking of honor, not just glory as glowing grandeur and weighty presence, but more something we possess as a refuge for hope, safety, care, and assurance for others, which are attributes of valor. A mighty man of valor was someone who was willing to bleed for a cause. And the Lord is highly honored and demands the greatest respect as someone of the highest valor. He is our standard of someone who walks in the highest honor, commands the greatest respect, and always acts in righteous valor. The opposite of honor is when the refuge is violated, meaning betrayal. When honor tips over into dishonor or a violated refuge, which was once glowing and weighty character, becomes kalal, a curse, weightless and thinner than a shadow, and is a common traveling companion of disesteem, no respect, and disdain. Dishonor breeds contempt and causes others to think in terms of scorn as an action. Malachi 1:6 speaks of treating the Lord without proper respect, as in they did not honor him, with respect being a subset of honor. Is it moral for believers to look to be honored? We must decide these things if we're going to pass out titles. On one hand, if someone is elected to public office, we have no problem addressing them as deputy, counselor, judge, senator, or any other title which comes with the election. But it's odd how within the church, many quickly run to get a title, and how others play down having the title. Consider again, humility precedes honor. Let us consider carefully. Jesus totally blamed the Pharisees for loving the first places at feasts, the first chairs in the synagogues, loved being recognized in public, and getting titles of honor for themselves. He told his disciples not to be called rabbi, father, or master like the Pharisees. The greatest among his disciples should be the servant of all. Whoever exalts himself shall be humbled, and the one who humbles himself shall be exalted. in my efforts to understand honor, I kept seeing the term high-mindedness, an archaic term meaning arrogant or haughty. If we practice high-mindedness, thinking more highly of ourselves than we should, in truth, it can't actually be a virtue, but only implied virtue. It is merely an outer shining which intensifies our own glowing exterior. Real honor is grown in us by the Lord and is a glow from the inside out. An authentic, honorable person is someone who is humble first and never hides themselves away simply to maintain the exterior glow. Giving legitimate and authoritative honor is when we extend recognition of another's worth or station. As a result, we show honor to someone by giving them their title, if they have one, and by raising our hat to them, yielding to them a place of precedence. Is where you fellowship, the place and the people you hang out with, are you safe there? To be someone of honor means, in our character, God has worked steadiness that others would see as a well-established peer to stabilize the body. Fearlessness and compassion are to honor, as holiness and righteousness are to God. The breath of God imparts honor, and honor imparts inspiration to those who live life at a pinch point. What do you think?